The views expressed are those of the author as of the date noted, are subject to change based on market and other various conditions, are not a solicitation to purchase or sell any security, and may not reflect the views of United Planners Financial Services. Keep in mind that current and historical facts may not be indicative of future results.
Hi, I'm Angie Nelson. Welcome to KIOW and Bradford's Money Outlook. Join us as we find out what big things are happening at Bradford. Today we have Shallon Weiss and Jared Raymond from the Bradford Financial Center in Clarion and Garner with me to talk about the demand for coal.
Well, coal demand is seeing a revitalization in Europe as countries grapple with lessened gas supply. Globally, coal is still the main source for electricity production, but its use has been declining steadily, and this is happening especially in climate-conscious Europe, as it's also the world's leading producer of greenhouse gas. So in 2020, coal-fired plants generated 13% of the European Union Union's electricity, compared with 25% in 2013. And before the current energy crisis, European countries had pledged to move away from coal and transition to renewables. So no new coal projects are underway in Europe. However, Europe is now on the brink of an energy shortage. Halting Russian gas deliveries due to its invasion of Ukraine has rapidly depleted supply, and the change has led to fears of upcoming electricity shortages, and an even bigger issue is a need for reserves heading into the chilly winter months.
So, what's their plan to diminish those fears of electricity shortages?
Germany, the EU's largest economy and country with the most active coal plants, has already stepped up its coal use. In the first 5 months of this year, the government's electricity generation via coal was 20% higher than the same period last year. But back in June, the government in Berlin put the country on course to burn even more of the fossil fuel. Economy Minister Robert Habeck said it would reopen previously closed coal plants for electricity production. Austria, Italy, and the Netherlands have made similar announcements. For years, utilities all over the world have switched back and forth from gas to coal as prices and supplies have varied. So, with natural gas supplies getting squeezed, coal is the fuel being relied on to replace Russian gas. The four countries that have announced intentions to produce more electricity with coal were the ones most dependent on Russian gas. Shuttered coal plants are the quickest way to bring new electricity into production, as there is no need to invest in new capacity. Coal will make Europe less reliant on Russian gas in the short term. The change will increase its geopolitical and energy security. The EU has banned imports of Russian coal starting in August, and coal producers expect to be able to quickly replace the imports with coal from friendlier countries such as the US, Indonesia, and South Africa. The EU also has a large amount of coal within its boundaries, so supply constraints are not expected to pose a significant problem.
So, I guess even climate-conscious Europe is beginning to understand the need for coal and that renewables like solar and wind energy just aren't cutting it.
Berlin says that they still plan to exit coal by 2030 and hope increased coal usage is just a temporary measure. But it is impossible to know how long supply flows from Russia will remain hampered. Other energy alternatives would require significant build-out and will not be able to quickly provide needed energy. Climate activists had hoped that the energy crisis would speed the transition from fossil fuels to renewable sources. Most of the coal plants that were decommissioned from 2015 to 2020 have been replaced by renewable energy. While the European Union members are discussing a plan to push renewable sources to replace Russian gas flows, no significant renewable developments have appeared to ease energy shortages. Wind and solar are still unreliable sources of base power, and it will take years to ramp up any infrastructure changes. China, on the other hand, is a notorious polluter, accounting for about 26% of global emissions, twice that of the United States. And it's also one of the biggest investors in wind and solar. But after experiencing several blackouts last year that led to factory shutdowns and sagging economic growth, the country is putting its climate initiatives on hold.
That figure is eye-opening and should tell people a lot. China, that emits twice what we do, is one of the biggest investors in wind and solar, but those renewables haven't been working for them either. It seems this energy crisis is backfiring for renewable proponents and the future of energy.
As a result, China is increasing its coal production. It's reopening shuttered mines and planning new ones. The country must import most of its oil and gas, and that has it concerned about its energy security. But coal is one thing it can ramp up. The continued European reaction to the current energy crisis will be interesting, both for its near-term impact on current high energy prices and any insights into the long-term continued renewable energy transition. The energy crisis has instead strengthened what had previously been the fossil fuel that's usage most rapidly rapidly declined in the Western world. The ability to rapidly revert to coal will free Europe from reliance on Russian imports. While Russia has effectively minimized the damage of sanctions so far, lessened demand for its goods will hurt the country's revenues. But Europe and other Western countries pushing rapidly into renewable energy sources may also view the current shortage as an opportunity to rethink and plan for future energy security.
If people have questions about our discussion today to help in managing their wealth journey, what should they do?
For a free consultation to help you manage your wealth journey, contact one of us today at BradfordFinancialCenter.com or call 515-532-6661 or toll free at 1-800-348-4419.
Thank you, Shallon and Jared, for being with us today. Join us again next Tuesday at 9:10 for Bradford's Money Outlook to find out what big things are happening at Bradford. You can also find Bradford's weekly conversations on our website at KIOW.com. I'm Angie Nelson for KIOW.
Securities offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Bradford Financial Center, a registered investment advisor. Insurance services offered through Bradford Insurance. Tax and accounting services offered through Bradford Tax and Accounting Network. Bradford Financial Center, Bradford Insurance, and Bradford Tax and Accounting Network are not affiliated with United Planners. Neither Bradford Financial Center nor United Planners provide tax or legal advice.